Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the expansion of your ever-expanding desire? And you've reached the place where you know there will always be something more.
Yes.
And you understand that the variety in which you stand is what helps you to identify your next preference and your next and your next. And so it is logical that there will always be somewhat of a gap between the newest idea you've hatched about something that you want and its manifestation. Well, you're a little slow on that one. Well, that is usually the rub, isn't it? You may have sensed what was coming next, and that's why you didn't willingly go along with that. Because the next thing we were going to say to you is, well, since you have agreed that there will always be a further expanded desire that you will be in the process of achieving vibrational alignment with, then that means that there will always be things that you know you want that haven't happened yet. But you are too smart for us. You weren't willing to go along there, but we want you to. And when you do, your life will get better right away. When you accept that you are an eternal being, which means there will always be something more that you want that has not yet come to fruition, then you will be the leading edge, deliberate creator that you've come forth to be. We understand why it's not easy to willingly go along with the idea that you are supposed to feel good in the midst of unfulfilled desires. We see why you wouldn't like that, because it feels good to have the things you want. But if the absence of something that you want has your attention, then you delay its manifestation. And that's what often happens. You are giving so much attention to what is. And by giving your attention to what is, you're holding yourself in vibrational alignment with what is. So what is seems to hold steady. Now, it doesn't really, because nothing holds steady. Everything is constantly becoming in response to your current chronic thought offering. When you think, you offer a vibration. You are vibrational beings, first and foremost. Law of attraction responds to the vibration that you're offering. So whatever it is that you are thinking about, and therefore offering a vibration about, you develop these patterns of attraction, you might say, that are so consistent that you begin to think that things aren't changing. You say, I have been living this for as long as I can remember, and it's not changing. And we say, yes, it is changing. Everything's changing. It's just changing to the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Sometimes it's even different faces and different places, but it's essentially the same thing. Jerry and Esther have been on a run of hotels not bringing their breakfast. It seems to be almost as far back as they can now remember. And this morning again, their breakfast, when they wondered why it didn't come, they opened the door and the breakfast card was still hanging on the door where they had put it last night, which meant they weren't in line. And when Esther called down, the nice woman said, it will be quite a while before we can get your breakfast to you because the kitchen is really backed up. And Esther said, I know, we were supposed to be part of that backup. Our order should have been in there, but it isn't. So we know that when things are going really well, that's when you like to announce, I am the creator of my own reality. And Esther said to the nice girl who brought the breakfast, it's not your fault. We take full responsibility for your not bringing our breakfast on time. We take responsibility for it, and we say, taking responsibility for it is certainly the first step, but then if you don't like what you're getting, you got to think different thoughts. And that's the thing that even as smart as Jerry and Esther are, and as many of these gatherings that they have attended, and we want to tell you it's been all of them, still, What is very compelling. Do you know that what is gets most of your attention? And do you know that most of you offer your vibration in response to what you're observing? So if what you're observing is what you like, then that's a good thing because you just keep holding steady on things that you like. But if what you're viewing, what you're focusing on, what you're getting isn't pleasing to you, then you've got to tell a different story. You've got to envision something differently. You've got to pick through the memory of your mind for events in the past. You've got to observe in the plethora that surrounds you. You've got to imagine with the clarity of your mind the details of your life the way you like them. Now, many would say, this is not a very big thing in the scheme of things. Jerry and Esther have a magnificent life. They are in love. They have magnificent people around them. They have beautiful buildings in progress everywhere. They have work that is fulfilling. In other words, in the scope of what they are about, they have not a problem in the world. They are healthy. They are vital and alive and eager. But their damn breakfast never comes. And what we want you to realize is, if you've got something that's off in your experience, it's really worth it to put it in your mind the way you want it. But more important, this is the thing we really want to say to you. If your breakfast doesn't come, even though other things are going well, and you resent the fact that your breakfast didn't come. Now, resent is a strong word, but when you're in a hurry, it matters. So when something matters and it doesn't work out the way you want it to, it's easy to get into a feeling of resentment. When you resent something like that, now it's not important, is it? But resentment is. Resentment matters because when you use anything as your excuse to not flow as you really flow, to not be who you really are, and there are several of those things, in other words, as you move through the day, there could be a lot of picky little things. As you move through traffic, people might not move the way you want them to. The car wash might tear off your antenna. In other words, there are all kinds of things that might happen in a day that aren't important in the whole scheme of things, but these picky little things that you use as your excuse to think and feel are what make up the basis of your vibration. And so it's really worth cleaning it up. In other words, we would never, if we were standing in their physical shoes, and on occasion we are, we would never leave a hotel where breakfast had not come without spending at least as much time as it took to receive that breakfast and eat that breakfast, without spending at least that much time finding the feeling place of the way you want things to go. In other words, it's really worth it. Now, sometimes people say, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. And we say, you don't have time not to do that. There's such leverage in thought vibration. So if they would take the time to, might take 15 or 20 minutes, might take half an hour, and it would be fun. If they would take the time to clean up that vibration, do you know how many future mornings would be more effective and productive for them? And if they don't, do you know how many future mornings will be hesitant and less than comfortable and not flowing? We're just doing a sales job on cleaning up the vibration. In other words, seems like a lot of time to spend on something so unimportant. But we want to convey to you that you are physical beings, yes, but you are vibrational beings most. And the vibration of your being is what law of attraction is responding to. And there's no point in you not living perfect lives. There's no point in the universe knocking itself out, and it does, to line up all kinds of circumstances and events for you, and you to be out of whack with them because you're focused upon something that in the whole scheme of things doesn't matter at all, you see. Now, many would say, oh, but if all of the big things are going well, then what do these little things mean? And we say, when time is what your issue is, and that is what it is for Jerry and Esther these days. In other words, the more they create, the more important timely things matter, the more important they are. And so everybody sort of has their dominant issue that you are working on, and law of attraction is just reflecting back to you constantly how you're doing.